His arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the Lord. We bless God for what He's doing in our lives. We thank Him for sparing our lives so we can see this first day of January. Happy New Year to all of you, and may God bless you all throughout this year. And may you continue to grow closer and closer to Jesus. Grow in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We continue this week in Matthew chapter 5. And we are still on the series, The Sayings of Jesus. So we are going to continue from verse 27 of Matthew chapter 5. But before I begin, let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your great love towards us. We thank you, O God, that while we were yet sinners, you died for us. We thank you, O God, for loving us so much that you, O God, would send your only begotten Son to pay that ultimate price for us. We give you thanks, we give you praise that you have called us unto yourself, O God, and you have been keeping us by your mighty power. So we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Even as these words go forth, I pray that they will fall on good soil, they will germinate, and they will bring forth fruits of righteousness. Father God, may your name be honored in the lives of your people, and may you be glorified. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise for this session. Lead and guide, O God, I pray. And may your perfect will be done. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. We continue from Matthew chapter 5, verse 27. And Jesus was speaking here. So a topic, as we said before, is entitled The Sayings of Jesus. He said, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, Thou shalt not commit adultery." So the commandment of God reminds us not to commit adultery. But during that time, they saw adultery only as a physical act. But look at Jesus' words. Jesus' words said, "But I say unto you," in verse 28, "that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." People of God, Jesus is saying, it's not only the physical act of adultery, which is wrong, but by just lusting after another who is not your spouse, you have committed the act of adultery in your heart. Let us take note of this. So it's not only the physical act, but by just desiring another person who is not your spouse, the Word of God says that you have committed adultery in your heart. Jesus came to deal with the matters of the heart. People of God, in Mark 7, 14 to 23. Mark 7, 14 to 23, the Word of God says, "And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand." He said, "People, listen to me and understand. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him, but the things which come out of him, those are they which defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear." Jesus was speaking there. "And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciples asked him concerning this parable. And he said unto them, Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entered into the man, it cannot defile him, because it entered not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the trough, purging all meat. And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of man, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornication, murders, theft, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man. People of God, Jesus is saying, it's the matters of the heart. Out of the heart of men proceed all these evil things. So Jesus is here to deal with the matters of the heart. The word of God tells us in Jeremiah 31. The word of God tells us in Jeremiah 31, verse 31. It says, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in that day, that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, said the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, said the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbors, and every man his brother, say, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. So Jesus, we see here as Jesus speaks about the matters of the heart. Jesus is now saying that the new covenant is here. And it's not about the covenant that was written on stones, but the covenant now that you have with God that is written in your hearts. The Holy Spirit has come to live in our heart. And the Holy Spirit enables us to live that godly life. The word now will be written in our inward part, not on tablets of stone, but in our inward parts. It will be written in our hearts. And God will be our God, and we shall be his people, because we are going to practice what he says, because the word is in our heart. And the same scripture is also written in Hebrews 8:8-12, reminding us in the new covenant that the word is now written in our hearts. So Jesus is expecting us to live this life because the word is in us. The word is in our hearts. It's in our mouth. We have to live the life being in obedience to the word of God, not just looking on the laws written on stone, but remember that the word is now written in our heart. God himself writes those words in our heart so that we will not sin against him. The psalmist cry out, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I will not sin against you. So Jesus came to deal with the matters of the heart, people of God. And we have to know that is what comes out of us defiles us. So we have to prepare our hearts to live according to the will of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us and to help us to live the Christian life, to live in holiness, to live in righteousness to live according to the will of God. The word of God says in verse 29 of Matthew chapter 5, and if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell. So Jesus was speaking figuratively here. He wasn't saying that you should take out your right eye literally. So he was speaking in figurative language here. He was saying that whatever in your life, or whoever in your life that will cause you to stumble. And when you look on the word eye, you think of eye, and the purpose of our eyes is to see, is to guide us. And there might be someone in your life who is your counselor. They might be giving you guidance. But that person is misleading you, taking you away from God, causing you to stumble in your Christian walk. Jesus was saying, whatever, whoever in your life that will cause you to stumble, that will hold you back from reaching your ultimate goal of making heaven your home, get rid of it. Him, get rid of her, get rid of it, whatever it is. Every man will have to stand before God and give an account for himself of what is done in this body, whether it be good or bad. Every human being will have to stand before God and give an account for everything that is done in this body, whether it is good or bad. People of God, we have to know that we have to give account to God. Let us not let anything or anyone derail us, but let us know that our ultimate goal is to make heaven our home. We don't want to be cast into hell, but we want to go to heaven to be with Jesus. He has gone to prepare a place for us, and he's coming back to receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. Verse 30, and it said, and if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee, for it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And it is showing us again, people of God, this is a figurative language. It's not saying that we should go cut off our right hand, but it is saying that anything or anyone or any help that comes from someone, when you look up the hand, you're thinking of help. And if the help comes from someone close and is causing you to stumble, sever that relationship. It's plain. Sever that relationship to ensure right relationship with God. The people of God, we must be wise. Hear the words of God. Understand what Jesus is saying. We don't want to be people without understanding. Whatever in this life is causing us to stumble and causing us to lose our way, get rid of it and make sure that we are holding firmly to God and his word, and knowing, have the assurance that heaven is our home. Verse 31 of Matthew chapter 5. It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. And that's in Deuteronomy 24:1. But look on Jesus' word in verse 32 of Matthew 5. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, cause her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committed adultery. People of God, Jesus gave only one cause for divorce, and that is the act of fornication, unfaithfulness to the marriage vow. If there is divorce for any other reason or any other cause, then if that person remarries, he or she has committed adultery. It's clear. Matthew 19, verse 7 through 9 says, they say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. So God's will is not for people to divorce. But because of the hardness of these Jewish people, the hardness of their hearts, during the time of Moses, Moses said, okay, write a bill of divorcement and give to that woman and send her away. But Jesus is saying that it was not so from the beginning. It's not God's will for one to be divorced. But it is God's will that whoever he has joined together, that no man should put asunder. So Jesus was saying, because your hearts were so hardened, you wouldn't respond to God's word. God said, okay, Moses, let them write a bill of divorcement. But Jesus said in verse 9 of Matthew chapter 19, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whosoever marrieth her which is put away, doth commit adultery. This is the word of Jesus, the saying of Jesus. We have to understand that Jesus Christ has come and he has given us his word, and we have to abide by his word. Verse 33 of Matthew chapter 5. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thine oath. So Jesus was saying that the law said one should not swear falsely, but shall perform his oath unto his master. Usually it was in the law, in the writings of old, that one could swear. And you would have to swear by someone greater than you. But you should not swear falsely. That was what was written. But look on what Jesus said in verse 34 of Matthew chapter 5. But I say unto you, people of God, we are now adhering to the sayings of Jesus. Jesus said, if any man hear my words and practice them, I liken them unto a wise man who built his house upon a rock. People of God, we have to build our faith on Jesus and what he has saying, he has said to us and is saying in his words to us now as we read. He said, but I say unto you, I'm saying to you, swear not at all. Don't swear, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. So don't swear by God's throne. Don't swear by heaven, for it is God's throne. Nor don't swear by the earth, for it is his footstool. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Verse 35. So don't swear at all, Jesus is saying. Verse 36. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou canst make one hair white or black. So you are not in a position not even to swear by your own head, for you don't have anything to do with the changes in your hair color when they are going to turn white or black. You can't make one hair white or one black. So don't swear at all. But look at verse 37, what Jesus said. But let your communication be yes, yes, no, no. For whatever is more than these cometh of evil. Whatever is more than your yes or your yes or your no should stand. Jesus was saying that we should not swear to make our communication more credible. As people of God, our yes should be yes and our no should be no. But we should state our truth and leave it like that. State our truth, knowing that the truth will set us free. So we don't have to be swearing for somebody to believe us. But we have to just state our truth and know that the truth will always set us free. Verse 38 of Matthew chapter 5. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. So this is what was written in Moses' laws and this commandment. He said, You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That's Exodus 21, 24. The law says, get even with those who wrong you. That's what the law said. But the Bible tells us, Jesus said, even as he spoke by the prophets, as he spoke by the prophet Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 31, behold, I will make a new covenant. So Jesus Christ came with the what? New covenant. So the law said, get even with those who wrong you. But look at what Jesus says. We are in the new covenant, people of God. The new covenant is in his blood. The sacrifice that he has made for us has given now the opportunity to live a life, a newness of life in Christ Jesus. Verse 39 said, but I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him thy the other also. Jesus is saying to us today, do not fight back, people of God. If someone smite you, instead of fighting back, give him the next cheek to smite also. Instead of retaliating, you give up more of yourself to the offender. And if any man will sue thee at the law, verse 40, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. Jesus is teaching us as his followers to give extra, to make our standard higher than the world standard. We have to make our standard higher than the world standard. Verse 41 said, and whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. So instead of 1 mile, you're going to go 2 miles. Go the extra mile and do more than what is required. It is said that in those days during the Roman rule, a Roman soldier would come. He would have his bag and he would just give it to a man or a boy and said, take this, carry this for me. And they would have to go with him and carry it a mile down the road. But Jesus is saying, if he asks you to carry it a mile, tell him you're going to go further with it. You go 2 miles instead. And what this will do, this will spark something inside of him saying, why this kindness? Why is this kindness too? And so, people of God, as we go on, we go the extra mile for people, as we go forth and show the love of Christ, as we lift up our standard higher than the world standard, then the world will ask the question, why are you different? What must I do to be saved? People of God, the Lord is calling us to that high standard in him, to that place in him that only he can bring us and only he can keep us in that high place. Verse 42 said, give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. So someone come to ask of you any gift or kindness, you give to him, give to him, give to him. If he comes to borrow, don't turn them away. While if you have it, don't turn away the individual, but give unto them, knowing that whatever you do unto another, you are doing it unto Christ. Whatever you do unto others, do it from your heart. Do it heartily as unto God and not unto man. So remember, when we give, just remember we are giving unto Christ. Verse 43 said, you have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor. So you heard in the laws that you shall love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. So that was what the law said. Love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. But Jesus is saying that there is more that the Christian can do through the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. We can love like Jesus loved. We don't just have to love those who love us. Look at verse 44. But I say unto you, look at Jesus saying, Jesus said, I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Jesus is saying to us today, we must have the love of God in us, the agape love, the love that is unconditional, the love that is sacrificial, the love that comes with pure motives. And when we look on Jesus Christ on the cross, his words remind us that while he was there on the cross, the enemies of Christ had placed him on the cross. And while he was there on the cross, the word of God said he looked down on them and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So we have to learn to love like Christ loved, to have that agape love, loving sacrificially, loving unconditionally, loving with pure motives. The word of God tells us that he loves us with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness he has drawn us to himself. His words tells us that he demonstrated that love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He did it only for us, people of God. His word said that greater love has no man than this, than a man should lay down his life for his friends. So he's calling us to love not only those who love us, not only to love everyone, but to love even our enemies. He said, bless them that curse you. That's hard. How can we be blessing those that curse us? But Christ in us enables us to bless even those that curse us. Do good to them that hate you. Those who hate us, it's hard to do good to them. But the word of God says to do good to them that hate you. And pray for them. Pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. Yes, we have to pray for our persecutors, those who are trying to harm us, to injure us. We must pray for them that their lives will be changed. In verse 45 of Matthew chapter 5, verse 45 says, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. When we do all these good deeds to those that are in opposition to us, it shows that we are children of God. God is not partial, but sends forth his goodness even on the undeserving. Verse 46 of Matthew chapter 5. For if we love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? Jesus is saying if we show love only to those who show love to us, we are not doing anything more than the sinner. It is easy to love only those that love us. Jesus is calling us up higher to a place in him where we can love even the unlovable through the help of the Holy Spirit in us. People of God, the Lord God is calling us to a high place in him so that we can be that light to the world. We can be that guide to the world. We can be the people that the world will look to and will come to as they see the love of God demonstrated in us. We want to live a life of wholeness. We want to live a life pleasing to God, walking in holiness and in truth, living the life that truly counts. He's calling us to that place in him, and may we just surrender to him, listen to his voice, and follow him. God bless you all today. And we pray that you all go through this new year, drawing closer to Jesus and reaching to that height in him where we will be seen as that city on a hill. God bless you.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.